The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com and by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Dave Ross. A lot of investors figured that handing money to Mark Zuckerberg in 2012 would be like handing money to Bill Gates in 1986. If you'd bought 100 shares of Microsoft in 1986, they'd have split 9 times and you'd feel like a genius. However, if you'd bought 100 Facebook shares at the opening price, you would feel like an idiot. So, Brian Cooley, editor-at-large for CNET, has the social media bubble burst?
If you're an investor, you could definitely make that argument.
How could you have made money on Facebook? I'll tell you after this from Charlie. The way to make money on Facebook would have been to buy a piece of it before it went public and then to sell on opening day for the full $38 price to some savvy investor. Peter Thiel, co-founder of PayPal, did just that. Invested $500,000 early on, sold 16.8 million shares on opening day. Founder Mark Zuckerberg sold 30 million shares. Let's see, 30 million at $38 each. Well, there's one 20-something who doesn't have to worry about Social Security. But as for those who decided to buy those shares and to hold them, their stake in Facebook as of yesterday was worth half what they paid. So, lesson learned. Sometimes you should sell on opening day. Of course, that would have meant buying in before Facebook went public, which by definition, most of us being members of the public could not do. That's why so much of the public just spends the night at the casino. At least you can get a good stake. If it's any consolation, under the rules, Zuckerberg and his fellow insiders can't sell all their shares right away. There's a waiting period. But it expires in a few months, and Brian Cooley of CNET, remind us what happens then?
Their shares are coming on the market. That's increased supply. That, of course, affects demand and price.
I smell a bargain price for Facebook shares. Or is that a stake? I can't decide. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.